This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies.
Who is this, Valdez?
This is Sum 41.
Yeah.
Is it old or new?
It's old. It's probably...
What's the name of this song?
It sounds like
In Too Deep, I believe.
Know, 20 years ago, but I like it.
I like Sum.
I mean, the chorus is really good. Yeah.
Yeah, this is definitely
old. That's a great song. Isn't he like on the brink of death if he has like one
Derek
more drink?
Derek Whibley, yeah. His doctor said, like, this is probably 5, 7, maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah.
He said, if you have one more sip of alcohol, and I'm not even, like, he wasn't even embellishing. He's like, if you have one more drink,
you're dead, Ski.
You could die.
Yeah.
Do you also know, I think I saw this within the last few months. I think he released his autobiography. Did we talk about it?
It's probably a good read.
And he admits in there that he was sexually abused, according to him.
Oh, that's awful.
By, I think, a manager.
Okay.
And he's like, if I'm going to do this autobiography, I got to just get it.
He's got to get it off his chest.
I blocked it out.
Right.
I gotta be honest. I got to put it out there.
That's rough.
I think I remember that correctly.
He's 44.
Yeah.
By the way.
Wow.
Does this count, Jason?
What?
I'm terrible. You know, I can't putt or anything.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask you this. My goal was kind of to be single digit. I got it down to 9.9 this morning.
9.9.
Does that count as a single-digit handicap? You got to get it down to 9.0, 9.4.
Unless you round it up.
If you round up, it's 10. JP,
generally,
what are you saying?
I'd be rounding. If I had not anything.
There's a 9 in there.
Yeah.
There's a 9.
You achieved your goal.
Achieved my goal. Okay, I can quit.
There you go. There you have it.
I think my goal was to get under 15, and I've gone up.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I really haven't played.
It does fluctuate. It can fluctuate for sure, obviously.
And my 84 is about to drop out. So it might go up.
Yeah, when you lose those, that hurts.
All right, it's time now to hit the skins. That's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
You know, before we get into the Jaden stuff, everybody wants to know what's going on with Jaden. Obviously, most important story in town.
It's bigger than the election.
It's huge. I wanted to look at the PFF grades.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't. Instead of looking at it for the week, I just wanted to look at it for the season. And I went to the defense. So let's take out what guys had two snaps. Nick Ballore, the special teams guy, I think he was from Seattle, that they brought in. All right, he's their highest rated guy for two snaps. That doesn't count. Who do you think is their top rated on the season defensive player?
Luvu.
No. Man. Frankie Luvu is actually number seven.
That sounds too obvious. Wow. Yeah.
Not Luvu.
I think he's their best defensive player.
I don't disagree.
What about Dorrance Armstrong?
He's in the top four.
Okay, but not the top
guy. Is this a surprise name?
Well, Bobby Wagner is the top rated, according to PFF, on the season. If you take out Nick Ballore's play two snaps, which I would.
Take him out, yep.
You know who's right behind him?
Right behind Bobby Wagner? Don't say Jamin Davis.
Jamin Davis.
Well, that sounds Jamin stupid,
Davis.
That is.
Jamin Davis. In PFF, is if you take out Nick Bloor, he was the second highest rated defensive player.
Is this just
player.
You trying to get some street cred back?
I'm just saying. I honestly, I didn't know where he
I can tell you who doesn't care about PFF. The Commanders.
That's true. Unlike Ron, Ron would have never released him. A, because he drafted him, and B, because PFF rated him.
Oh, yeah. Ron would have looked at it and go, oh, he's number two. We're keeping him. Listen, we'll give him an extension.
I didn't expect to see him that high. I just was curious where he ranked.
Yeah.
This
so
morning.
He was higher. Think about that. He was higher than
He's
Luvu.
Higher than Dante Fowler.
Than Luvu.
Luvu.
Who was all over the field.
Luvu's been all over the field.
I generally respect PFF, but on Sunday Night Football, Chris Collinsworth, I think, is an investor with PFF. I don't remember exactly what the deal is, but he has some sort of association with Pro Football Focus. And when they introduce the players, they actually, underneath, they put their PFF grades.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were flashing the Steelers defense, right, Joey Porter Jr., generally known as a really good player, he was ranked like 100th out of 110 mm-hmm. corners. I was like, how do I take this seriously? Mm-hmm. Like, he's their number one corner.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it can be a little fluky at times.
Well, again, they're grading this not knowing what everyone's responsibilities are in each play, right? They're guessing.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think they have knowledgeable people. I can't remember who it is.
It's impossible to know unless you're in the huddle.
Yeah, there was...
That's not saying they're not knowledgeable.
I think it was Will Montgomery was on with Grant and Danny, and I think he said he worked with Pro Football Focus for a year or two, mm-hmm. helping them out with grades, and he pointed out some of that.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, it's a huge factor.
I like it more than the traditional, you know, stats that we grew up with, because there is more to it.
It's another piece of information.
There is more to it. Like that game we talked about with Trevor Lawrence a few weeks ago, where he throws four balls, which could have been touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
He had drops. Yeah. Literally four drops on touchdowns.
I do like the big time throw index. I do right. like that one. And that's where we fall in. What were you going to say, Valdez? I can see you chomping at the bit.
No, it's just... I find it weird, and I know we have PFF guys on all the time, but how quickly everyone just adopted it as gospel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like the rankings.
No, they kind of gained a lot of prominence pretty quickly. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because kind of in this era where everybody's coming up with new stats, they were kind of...
This is what it is. It's because...
They got a lot of steam.
We think they're smarter than us because if they're... crunching numbers.
But they're data scientists.
Yeah, they're data scientists.
Of course we think they're smarter.
So if someone
are super smart in terms of that, but they probably don't know football like we know football.
These guys, I bet they know football more than me.
No, if you're just
the Pro Football Focus graders.
Look at how they're grading.
Yeah, but again, I think the main factor is they're not in the huddle. They're guessing at what responsibilities
are. Just watch the game.
There's no way I could grade better.
If you just watched one player. For an entire game.
Because I don't know what his responsibilities are.
Here's your
card.
Okay, but you're great.
Maybe
great.
He blew the scheme and you don't even know it.
That's true. That is true.
Here's one, Jason. So I mentioned Joey Porter Jr. So maybe he improved after this game. I just know it just jumped out at me when I was watching the game. I was like, Joey Porter Jr.'s ranked 104th or whatever they had. So currently he's ranked 89th amongst corners in the NFL, according to PFF.
Mm-hmm.
88th is Benjamin St. Juste. I'm sorry. Joey Porter Jr. is better than Benjamin St. Juste.
I mean, I
a lot better.
I'll take your word for it. I don't watch Joey Porter a lot. And I think Benjamin St. Juste is middle of the pack. So if you're saying Joey Porter's elite, I know
you're going to watch him in a few weeks when he comes to Northwest Stadium.
Yeah, well, hopefully we're giving them a beat down.
Well, let's hope that happens.
So, you know, and a lot of that's going to depend on the health of Jaden Daniels. So I know I was actually on the golf course
Update.
When Jason texted me. He said,
I had a source.
He said, well, it was out there too, but he said, yeah, Jaden didn't practice today. And I guess DQ is not going to, I don't know if you have audio. We don't have to if you don't have it. DQ said, I guess he's not going to give another update until Friday.
I'm looking at one of them.
I'll look forward to giving you some updates on Friday. I know with Jaden and you guys are tracking all that. So we'll give you updates when we can. And until then, let's go kick some ass.
That's a weird.
Quickest update ever.
I mean, that's the thing. He's so. Positive.
He is positive.
And it makes me think, like, he's just kind of playing games here, but who knows? Now I doubt. I mean, I really did think he was going to practice yesterday. I will say I was surprised.
Do you know what the path is? I can foresee this. It's Friday. Dan will say, yeah, he did everything. It's going to be a game time decision. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
He's going to say that on Friday.
Oh, he's going to bring it right up to.
Oh, for sure.
And then you'll know Sunday.
2:30. 2:30 in the afternoon.
Yes,
that's when we're gonna know.
He's gonna tell. I'm willing to bet a dollar with anyone that he'll say Jaden's a game time decision on Friday
or a 4:25.
No, I would never take that bet. But I was talking to a guy associated with the team. Actually, works for the team yesterday, and he said he doesn't think he's gonna play.
So I'm looking.
That actually rocked me a little bit.
A new cottage industry on Twitter is Twitter NFL doctors. Now, I don't know how qualified they are. I don't know how many of them are actually medical doctors. But this guy strikes me as like he's a legit doctor. Deepak Chona, he lists himself as an MD, sports meta analytics.
He says
he's got NFL injury updates for a bunch of guys. Here are just three. One is Deebo Samuel. He thinks that he's probably going to return in week 10 because he was in the hospital with pneumonia and just got out yesterday.
Can't imagine they're going to throw him back out there.
So he's saying lean slightly towards a week 10 return for Deebo. Then next, he has Jaden Daniels listed. He says for his injury, average of 1 to 2 weeks sitting. He says week 8 to be determined. Data favors him to sit this upcoming weekend.
Right.
And return the following weekend. And I kind of buy into it. I think that they're going to put him through the motions.
So now you're flipping the script because you didn't believe that.
I initially thought that he would play, and now I'm thinking he missed practice yesterday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Like, we'll see what happens today. Yeah. But my lean right now is Jaden is not going to go. That he's going to sit, and it's going to be Mariota.
Yep.
Gets the start.
We also have a little bit more of DQ, and I think this is interesting because I kind of think about this too. He was asked if Jaden has a little bit more, maybe extra motivation to play because, hey, Caleb's coming to town.
Yeah, 1 versus 2.
Do you think the opportunity to play Caleb is giving Jaden motivation to want to play this weekend?
No. I think you guys have all been around Jaden, and like anybody, anywhere, anytime is really the mindset for him. Like, I think at his core, Sam, that's one of the things I really admire about him is just like his readiness, his wanting to go prove it. So, no, much like we talked about Lamar a few weeks ago, you know, like they're not playing against one another. So, like, it's about him and the readiness to get ready and help our team. Ultimately, that's why so many of his teammates really gravitate towards him. They know how much he puts it in and goes for it. And that's why he's, you know, seen as one of the great teammates around here.
Is there a chance, a buddy of mine that I was talking to yesterday, said he thinks it's possible they dress him but don't play him. So he's not automatically inactive. So let's assume the plan kind of in the back of their minds is, listen, we don't need to play him. We're going to err on the side of caution here. But we're going to keep him active just in case all hell breaks loose.
Emergency
because he is kind of healthy enough. He could play. But we're just going to keep him out an extra week in all likelihood. Is that possible, a scenario?
I mean, maybe they'll have him available because of the new rule that even if
well, the emergency
quarterback. He's not active, right? He can play as the emergency quarterback if need be.
Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, maybe he'll be there as the third string quarterback. Sure. It's possible.
Have you? I lost a little faith. When Jason texted me that he didn't practice, I was kind of surprised because the tea leaves I was reading as an elite people reader was that they were going to evaluate him throwing balls and doing some stuff.
I'm going to lean towards him sitting this weekend. That's my lean as of Thursday morning.
I think he can still play today, maybe limited practice, then tomorrow full participant plays on Sunday.
Well, they're not gonna make him a full participant just because that screws up the bit of keeping Chicago
in the dark. I think it's highly unlikely he goes from no practice to full practice on Friday.
No,
and
he
then
said
plays.
No practice, limited full.
Yeah, he needs to at least have a limited today to have a chance to play on
Sunday.
If
he doesn't go today, no chance.
I think he's going to go limited today. They're going to keep because it keeps the door open. Mm-hmm. It keeps Chicago
guessing.
Or he goes,
no practice,
because they'll
do
the same math you're doing. Even if they have no intention of playing him, they'll say limited. Hey, Jaden, go out there and throw two passes so we can say limited.
Yeah.
And then, I'm just thinking.
I'll check with my source.
Yeah, check with your sources. Yeah. See what they say.
Why won't they say what exactly the injury
is? That's what's bugging me.
It's killing me.
Bugging me like you wouldn't.
Is it fractured?
It's definitely not fractured.
Is it bruised?
Now, if it was fractured,
I don't think it's fractured or bruised.
Oh, I bet it just hurts.
Bruised.
He just
has an
owie.
It's got to be bruised.
I maintain. I think something popped out, like his cartilage or something. They popped it back
in. They don't say.
It still
Austin
could be bruised.
Has an ankle.
It could still be bruised. Yeah. Cartilage could be bruised.
I feel like they would have just said bruised. He's got bruised ribs. Everybody understands that. What's the big deal?
What are they saying? It's just a rib injury.
You say a rib injury,
which is the most. This is very general. This is not the NHL. In the NFL, they say, yeah, he's got an ACL, MCL sprain.
Twisted ankle.
Yeah, and
dislocated shoulder.
Grade three. He'll be back in probably.
We sat down with the head coach yesterday, Brian Keefe. And he was basically telling, he's like, I'm not going to tell you anything I don't need to tell you.
So he's a weirdo because he's a pop guy. That's different. NFL's different, Cakes. They describe every injury.
Yeah, but they don't have. I think if Dan Quinn and Peters, they've sat down, obviously, and discussed this. They have probably said, we're going to tell the press and everybody as little as possible.
I agree. Obviously, they have.
Because
why?
They don't want to tip their hand as to what's going on with them.
Why? They don't do that with everybody else. Everybody else, they say, yeah, he's going through concussion protocol. Hey, he's doing this.
Maybe they're not running. They're not running their ship like everybody else.
And my theory is because it's not that big a deal. He's got a little rib injury. It's not that big a deal. But they don't want everybody to know it's not that big a deal.
I want Dan
to tell us what the doctor told him. Like, the doctor didn't go to Dan.
Why not? He do it for everybody else.
Every other player does.
The answer is simple. He's not telling anybody because he's not being forced to tell anybody. If he were forced to tell people the exact nature of the injury, he would be telling people.
I'm just telling you that's not standard protocol in the NFL.
So he's keeping it close to the vest.
In the NFL, they say what the injury is. They do it for everybody. It's different in the NHL. I don't know about the NBA. I don't know what they're doing.
But when a player has a concussion, they just say concussion protocol. That's pretty general. They don't tell you what stage he's in.
Right.
They just say concussion protocol.
I guess that's true, but you can kind of guess the stage based on if they're out there on the field doing limited work.
Yeah, I mean, if he's limited today, then obviously he's getting better.
All right, when we come back,
Let's see what happens today.
We'll talk more NFL with Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider. And don't forget, fantasy football nerds, Dave Richard is coming up at 8 because, hello, week 8 starts today. So get your questions ready. Baldy, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
on the Fan.
Let's head to the BetQL guest hotline. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Everybody wants those. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. We're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. Baldy, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. I'm fantastic. You kidding me?
Very good.
What are game days like for you? Are you a guy that likes to eat during games and just chow down?
I announce games for national radio, so I do games every Sunday. So I was on the field in San Francisco last week talking to Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes and Fred Warner, whatever. So I'll be on the field Sunday for Bears and Commanders. So I'll see my buddy Cliff Kingsbury and some of the guys. So yeah, I'm not an eater or anything, man. I'm just out there
just grinding.
Are you now you're an old football guy, so you know how to handle yourself, obviously. But I mean, where do you stand to make sure you don't get run over? I mean, I feel like that's dangerous during the games.
No. I'm upstairs in a booth announcing the game, but I go down the field before the game for a couple hours to talk to all the guys. So I'm out of harm's way. Sometimes an errant football will come running by me. But that's about it.
Baldy, I watched your video that you did about the Commanders' defense. I'd like you to tell the audience, you're really getting impressed by what they're doing defensively.
They were very – so, you know, look, I know Carolina's got a bad record, and they're not a good team, but the one thing they had been doing – they've been running the ball very well. So Chuba Hubbard, going into last Sunday's game, was the third leading rusher behind Derrick Henry and Jordan Mason, averaging 5.6 yards a carry. Well, you know, he averaged 3 yards a carry in that game. Their run defense, I watched it. He had 17 carries in a game, and 7 of his 17 carries went for a yard or less. Like, they played very disciplined run defense. And listen, guys, I watch every one of these games Monday and Tuesday every week. There's a lot of teams that are playing good run defense right now. It's just they're undisciplined. They're not in the gaps. They don't tackle well. But I thought Washington did an excellent job last week. So I was impressed. But because it was everybody. It wasn't just Bobby Wagner, Frankie Louvo, and Daron Payne. It was the whole group. They all played very well last week.
Yeah, and Baldy is a little bit surprising, too, because Jonathan Allen goes out with the pec injury. So you think that maybe they might take a step back. But they were impressive, as you mentioned.
Well, I'm a big fan of Johnny Newton. You know, he came out of Illinois. He was a big draft pick this year. And, you know, he had that Jones fracture in his foot. It took a while to heal it. But, you know, I thought he was the number one defensive tackle in the draft. And so I think you're going to see a guy the second half of the season that's really going to come on.
Hey, Baldy, have you ever done grades for – I know you evaluate film all the time – for PFF? Because we're trying to absorb some of these numbers.
I don't know what they mean. I'm not here. I understand. Look, I already know where the question goes. Yeah. I see the same grades. They pop up on my social media, whatever.
I honestly
try not to pay attention.
Yeah.
For two reasons. One, I don't want that grade to influence what I'm looking at.
Sure.
I just want to see good plays, bad plays.
You want to make your own opinion, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I want my own opinion. And then, honestly, I don't know how they do it. I mean, I don't know what it's based on. I have linemen, especially offensive linemen, that come up to me all the time, and they're like, "What does this even mean? Like, I thought I had a great game." I said, "I did too."
Yeah.
But right. PFF, it's a good service. I'm not gonna knock every team subscribes to it. Like, I've sat down with a general manager of one team, maybe last year and the year before during the season, and he threw up one of these defensive tackles that was leading the league in pressures. He was like, "This is the craziest thing, Baldy. Like, you tell me, is that a pressure? Is that?" We like went through every play in the game, and it's a good service.
Yeah. Well, I think Eric's point is that from last week, Jamin Davis, who the Commanders cut
through the first seven games or whatever.
Yeah, for the entire season, Jamin Davis, who the Commanders cut, was ranked higher than Louvu.
Right.
Explain that.
Who's like the second highest regular player.
Right.
Huh? You can't. Yeah.
No, I can't. Like, last week, Jamie came in, and he was kind of used as a pass rusher more than an inside linebacker. Like, I love Frank Louvu. Everywhere that guy goes, that guy, New York Jets, Carolina, that guy's a good football player. And he brings, I don't know if you guys know him or not, or just been around him. Like, he's a high-energy guy.
Yeah.
And like, he plays the game the right way. And I said this maybe a couple weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. I thought that him and Bobby Wagner were really starting to play well together. And that's important. You know, like, Dre Greenlaw and Fred Warner, up until Dre Greenlaw's injury last year in the Super Bowl, they had played 6 years together, like literally almost every snap. And when you start playing that many games together, you really start playing really well. If you're good players, you start really playing well as a unit. And I feel like that's starting to develop between Louisville and Wags right now.
Talking to Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Of course, here in D.C., everybody's wondering whether Jaden Daniels will play on Sunday against the Bears and Caleb Williams. He's got the rib injury. Did you have any rib injuries? What is that like to go through during your career?
It's the worst. Literally, there's nothing you can do to accelerate the healing. You just have to deal with the pain. And the only way you know is, like, you know, if somebody's making you laugh, laughing is the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the bathroom, trying to sleep, trying to get comfortable. You can't do anything. Every single thing bothers that area of your body. I saw Jaden, I believe he got hurt in the first play last week.
Mm-hmm.
And he got it out for the next 8 or 9 plays. But, I mean, you can see he was grabbing his rib. Like, after even just handing the ball off, he was grabbing his rib. I don't know if it's a rib. I don't know if he got it bruised or if it's rib cartilage tear. I don't know. But that's painful. You could probably do things to cover up the pain. You can numb it up. I don't know if that's a good idea for Jaden. I'm sure that he would want to do it if it could help him get on the field. But you definitely don't want to get it any worse and take another shot because you don't feel the pain.
Mm-hmm. So who do you like in the game if Mariota has to go again?
Well, I thought, honestly, I've known Marcus since he came out of college, and I thought he played one of his best games ever last week when he came in. Like, you know, the touchdown throws, the throws to Terry McLaurin, like, they were spot on. Like, and then, you know, when he had to scramble and he had to run, he did. I mean, he's not Jaden Daniels, like, quick or fast, and he doesn't have the same arm that Jaden has, but he was very good. If he plays like he did last week, I think this is going to be probably like some kind of field goal game. The one thing with Caleb is, you know, they played the last game in London, then they flew back, then they had the week off, the bye week, and bye weeks sound like it should be a great thing. Like, you just come back and you're strong as ever. I see a lot of teams come back after a week off and they lose their rhythm. Mm. They played really good the last 3 weeks, their 3-game win streak. I just don't know yet if they're just going to hit the ground running in Washington or if it's going to take a little while to kind of find that rhythm again.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. All right. This game is interesting because both teams are desperate, all right? And it's Sunday night. Dallas, yep. San Francisco. Yep. You were just in San Francisco. They're in trouble because of the injuries. Debo's not going to go. He's got the pneumonia. She's recovering from that. Yep. Juwan Jennings has a hip injury. Not sure if he's going to go. They think he might go, but obviously Ayuk's out for the year. McCaffrey's not going to be there. So talk to me about the state that they're in. Until they get McCaffrey back and Debo fully healthy against a Dallas team that, after what happened against Detroit, they're desperate. Now, their defense isn't great, and they got no running game, but who do you like in this game considering all the injuries?
It's a good question. Dallas has got a week rest. I don't know if Micah Parsons is going or not going. He's a difference maker. So, really, San Francisco doesn't have any excuses. I mean, they drafted Ricky Pearsall. I know he was a victim of a crazy incident downtown San Francisco. He played last week. He's healthy. You know, they've got guys they drafted. Ronnie Bell they drafted. Jacob Cowling they drafted. You just got to use the next man up mentality. But there's no excuses. They're not playing good, but they're not playing well on defense last week. They did take the ball away twice, but I didn't think they played great at the end of the game. They ran the ball. I thought Kansas City ran the ball right down their throats in the fourth quarter. They couldn't really stop it. I would say that neither team has any excuses. They both got to get back into the race, and they need a great performance. And there's, you know, San Francisco special teams have been god-awful. Maybe they win a game because of playing good special teams for a change. There's a lot of different ways to win these games when you're man down in a lot of different spots. And that's a product of good coaching. So we'll see. McCarthy, at one time, was the offensive coordinator in San Francisco when Alex Smith was there. He knows that, you know, he knows that facility, that organization really well. The 49ers fans will all be out there looking to see if they can turn this thing around. But to think that a Super Bowl team that was within a field goal of winning a Super Bowl just 8 months ago could end up being 3-5 in the first half of the season, that would qualify as a Super Bowl hangover.
Mm. Baldy, who do you like in tonight's Thursday night matchup? Vikings travel out west to take on the Rams. The Rams desperately need this one. They're at 2-4. Vikings are 5-1. And the most surprising element of the Vikings, that it has to be Sam Darnold. 12 touchdowns, just 5 picks so far. He's leading that offense pretty efficiently. Who do you like tonight?
I like Minnesota. They had a chance last week against Detroit. But defensively, they're still very, very good. They're very talented. They got a great coordinator in Brian Flores. So I think that Minnesota, it's a travel game. It's a short week. It's always tough for that team that's got to go. I think the Rams are going to be a good second-half team. They do need to get Puka Nacua back and Cooper Kupp and some of these guys to help their offense. And I think the young defensive line of the Rams, they're getting better, but they're still young. I feel like, just like last year, they had a great second-half push. Kyren Williams is the real deal. But I think Minnesota is just more talented right now. And I think they bounce back tonight.
All right. Some interesting games before we let you go. Tua looks like he's going to be back from Miami against Arizona. Get your thoughts on that. And then I want to get your thoughts on the Atlanta-Tampa game, because we just talked about the injuries with San Francisco. Man, Tampa's got some big ones too. And Tampa's already lost to Atlanta. So this game's in Tampa, but your thoughts on Tua playing, and can Tampa pull off a win against Atlanta without their top two receivers?
Well, I hope Tua's all right. I hope he doesn't take another hit. I hope he can get through the season healthy, just for his own sake. Mm-hmm. But they've been awful with every quarterback they've used, Huntley, all the guys they've used. I mean, Tyreek Hill is invisible right now. He can't get the ball.
Right.
And he's their number one playmaker. And so now everybody's just sitting on the run game. The run game was the best in the league last year. They're like they're at the very bottom of the charts right now. He'll make a difference because he'll get the ball to the wide receivers. He's going to get blitzed, though. Like, that's exactly what Todd Bowles does. Like, he's going to come after him. So we'll see if he can beat the blitz. That's a big part. But this game with Tampa tonight, look, Jalen McMillan's a rookie. They have guys. Trey Palmer's a young player. They have guys. They're not Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. Those two guys have 11 touchdown catches this year. They've been the number one and number two leading receiver on that team since Godwin got there out of Penn State. So it's gonna change. But they have been running the ball really well. Defensively, they're still very good, and they got some young receivers that have to step up right now. So I think it's gonna be a really good game. Tampa, they fall down 2-0 to the Atlanta Falcons in that division. It'll be two games down. And there'll be another game down because of the tiebreaker.
Yep.
That would really put them behind you. And they've won that division 3 years in a row. I think Tampa finds a way to win this game tonight.
Hmm. Oh, they don't play tonight. That's Sunday.
I'm sorry, Sunday.
Yeah.
All good.
Rams-Vikings.
Yeah, Rams-Vikings. Okay. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Baldy, safe travels to D.C., man. We'll talk to you again next week, okay?
See you, bro.
Yep. All right, guys. Thanks.
Thank you, man.
All right.
Thank you, buddy.
That was Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. Don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll be joined by Dave Richard. He'll answer all of your Week 8 fantasy football questions here on The Jump. Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday, brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors, perhaps? Search WindowNation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. Don't forget, Dave Richard will join us in just about 15 minutes. We know you have a ton of fantasy football questions. He will answer them for you at 8 o'clock, so get those prepared. All right, a couple of days ago, I was in the studio with the boys, with Matt and Mike Marr. Everybody has M names over there.
Mike Moore.
And Mike Marr was talking about how he needed to go get a haircut. This was a couple days ago, because we were out of the studio yesterday. And he was lamenting. He's like, I've got my normal guy at 11, or my normal guy could cut my hair at 2, but I want to get it done earlier.
Mm.
But he was a little bit worried about the guy who could have cut his hair earlier instead of his normal
Why?
Guy.
Why? Just because you don't trust
him? Let
him
explain.
Yeah, so ever since I moved to Arlington, I've been going to the same shop, and there's this one guy who's really good at cutting hair, and he's only available certain days, but on Monday, he was only available after 2, and I was doing stuff during the afternoon, but I really wanted to get my hair cut early in the week.
No, you know, I understand that.
Wizards game day and stuff like that.
Oh, you wanted to look fresh.
Exactly, even though I wore a hat. Yeah. But so I booked an 11 o'clock appointment with a different fella, and the rest is kind of history.
Why?
I actually like the
What's
hair.
Wrong?
I got to tell Why? You that did I not pay a compliment to you like an hour ago?
No, you did. To be fair, I didn't even notice that something was wrong with it until I walked in today.
Oh, and these
and
guys.
And started chirping me, yeah. And then I looked on my phone because, you know, I got it cut Monday, went to the gym, took care of some stuff, yeah. Went home, showered, woke up early yesterday, yeah. Never really even bothered to look in the mirror.
What happened? Then,
well, I'll come in and show you.
He told me on Monday he was going to get his hair cut. He was told me about the dilemma. And I said, just go to the 11
guy,
o'clock.
Any guy
I mean, it's going to look,
it.
I think it's
both
look
of us
the same.
We're doing, we're yeah, like, no, yeah. Just go to the guy at 11. It's fine.
And
you're not freaking Brad Pitt.
So I guess this is the first time I saw him with his hair cut.
Yeah. So they're not using scissors on his head.
And I noticed it. They botched it.
What did they do?
They botched it.
Why?
Mark, go in there and show them the hairline.
I've seen it already.
Is it a legit botch?
It's not great.
I thought the hair looked good. I legitimately walked by. I was like, got a haircut? Well,
you glance at it. You haven't really taken
a look. I'm looking at your hair just from the front.
look at the left side compared to the right side.
Yeah. I mean, it's right a little, side and then the left side.
Definitely uneven.
The widow's peak on that side's a little...
It's uneven.
A little
they went
uneven.
Too deep.
He cut up too high.
Yeah. You're right.
It was jarring. You might want to go to Turkey, by the way.
Yeah, it looks fine.
You might want to go to Turkey. I think he's...
But they're not using scissors on your hair, though, right?
Just join team ball.
They're just shaving it, right?
Yeah, so what I tell him is skin fade on the sides and then a 3 or 4 on top. So absolutely no scissors. But where it went wrong was he took a straight blade at the end, and normally that's where they go around my ears. He went with the straight blade up high. Never had that happen before. Never do I want that to happen again.
He's got onset drab.
I actually thought it looked
what's
good.
What's a straight blade?
What are you like a straight about? Razor.
Yeah. Like an old school, like you
like
see.
Like you're shaving your face.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times haircuts they'll do at the back of your neck.
So you think he just, let me see, look down, put your head down. I think that's just your hairline.
No, it's not.
No.
No way.
They I think it's a combination.
Deep. No way it's that uneven.
Look how uneven it is.
Hurting a hairline.
I think I do.
Yeah.
Not one side of his hairline's receding.
His hairline
though.
May be hurting, but it's.
Now, what he could do is it's definitely off. And it cut it's that off. Other widow's peak a little deeper to make it match the other one.
No, I kind of just wanted to
I think it's
run
fine.
Its course.
But if you're just walking, I understand Valdez noticed it because you were talking about it, but if you're just walking into a restaurant, bar,
nobody's going to notice.
Store, no one's going to notice.
Yeah, don't worry.
Nobody's going to notice because you're going to wear a hat. Until that thing grows in.
Oh, yeah. If I'm not in Clarendon, Arlington this weekend, it's a lock. I'm wearing a hat.
You're wearing a lid.
But yeah, I mean, I don't care about it too much anyway. I mean, it grow back in like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But.
He better get that membership ready to join the club. It's coming, bud.
Don't you think the turkey? Understand what I'm saying?
Is your dad bald? Yeah.
No, he's not. But two of my uncles are. So, you know, I could be leaning towards that side.
Look, I mean, put your head down.
Look at the left side, Eric. It looks like a triangle. It looks like a shark fin.
It's a little uneven. There's no doubt. But you're a guy. I know other guys weren't going to. I mean, I guess Valdez noticed. But maybe you were hawking him because you knew.
Yeah, but
was,
would you have noticed if you weren't talking about the haircut?
Well, I noticed that he got a haircut. And right. it was the first thing I noticed about the haircut.
Okay, so you did
that,
notice.
Yeah, right. That was botched.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know
stepped into the lion's den and they
killed
you.
No, it's all good. Trust me. I don't care. Just lock. I'm never going back to that guy.
You learned your lesson.
Yeah, I'm waiting
you're
2 or 3 hours.
To your guy.
Bingo.
Yeah.
I went and got mine, and my guy Demetrius literally, he probably does that to me all the time.
There's a reason that sometimes if you go into a barbershop, one guy's got 3 or 4 guys waiting, and other guys, their chairs have cobwebs on them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just.
Well, that's always humiliating too. You got 2 people working the chairs. And you're one of 9 people waiting for Demetrios.
Yeah, but look,
I'm a next man up guy. I just go to whoever's first.
That's why you can't listen to JP. He can't tell when something's wrong with a haircut.
Right.
But when you go to a $20 chop shop, you're taking it in your own hands. Yeah. Like sometimes they're going to butcher it.
How much would you pay?
Like if you go to a chop shop, they butcher it all the time. Sometimes
you don't care?
I'm just like, it is what it is.
Right.
I'm going to be wearing a hat.
Yeah, I wear a hat anyway. I don't care. I tell the guy, I say, listen, I don't care. Just cut off as much of it as you can. Just hate it.
Well, in hindsight,
those are my directions.
When I was looking up this, like, to schedule the appointment, because you have to book it in advance, this new guy I went to, the place opens at 10:30. It was 11, 11:15, 11:30, 11:45, like 12. Just all these openings. So I don't think anyone wanted to go to this guy.
Can I ask him the question that's just jumping out at me?
Sure.
How's your Reggie?
That's fine.
You were thinking about that.
Are you a silly groomer?
Well, if you remember for Christmas last year,
you got
White Elephant
razor.
I got the Manscaped.
Yeah.
Thing completely just changed my life.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. Manscaped is the best.
Really?
I kind of want to Manscaped the beard trimmer, but I trimmed up. I had a beard earlier in the year, but
all right.
Yeah.
All right, put your head down one more time. If anybody wants this, if they have a cut, they think that's horrible. I don't think it's horrible.
I think it's bad.
I don't think it's that bad, but it's not tight.
It's not that bad, but it's not great.
It's not that good either.
It's not perfect.
I know bad haircuts.
Are you sensitive? Yeah. Do you have a little widow's peak action going on yours too?
No, I'm good. My hair's silly. But I know bad haircuts because growing up, my dad used to take me to the barber school.
Oh, where it was practice on you?
Yeah, where it was $5. They nick your ear and they do a horrible job on your hair.
Valdez does is like scratch and dent. Everything he does.
Dented soup can.
Yeah, when we get our hair cut, my dad would take me and my brother in the Glen Burnie Mall to the barber school.
I've definitely heard of it.
So I know bad haircuts. He has a bad haircut. Court.
There is a spot, like I think it's in Twinbrook in Rockville, that I drive by from time to time. And right on the window, it says
barber school.
It says like you can get your haircut by somebody who's learning the gig
for like
$15.
I don't even care, and I'll pass.
Yeah.
First of all, some rookie is going to be in there taking an hour on your head.
Sure, it's going to take forever.
Yeah, and they put scissors to your ear.
Yeah. What I've had to do lately is, man, I get the stragglers right here. I have silly, bushy eyebrows.
Yeah.
Or I get the stragglers. They like how does like one just get like 3 feet long?
Well, you
like,
got to yank it out at that point.
I just went with my little. I just went zzz.
You got to get the tweezers and pluck that offending hair.
I'm starting to get hair on my ears.
Mm. All ears are the worst. The ear hair is the worst.
What is that?
If you start getting it poked
old age,
out of your ear canal.
Oh, and I didn't say this yesterday because I didn't want to gross everybody
this
out.
This is gross.
Yeah.
I'm just pre-warning the audience. What he's about to tell you is very gross.
I went to scratch my ear, and literally a grape-sized ear booger came out of my ear.
Like, what? Just wax?
Yeah. I mean,
I bet that felt silly, though.
It did feel amazing.
It felt great.
But I looked at it and I went, oh my God, that is disgusting.
Yeah, it's gross.
I mean, what is that? Is that just like boogers? Like, what
just
is earwax?
Earwax build up. I mean,
is that the same thing as like what comes out of your nose? Like, is it?
I don't know.
Is it congestion?
I don't think so.
Is it congestion?
No, I don't think it's mucus.
It's not.
I'm 99% sure it's not mucus.
It's just dirt?
I don't know what it is.
It's wax.
Wax build up in your ear. Yeah. I don't know how it gets there.
I think your ear produces it.
But I have had that where I've had it where it kind of it must tumble down the ear canal and fall like into your ear. I've had it where I felt it before. I'm like, whoa, there's something. There's a big one in there, and I fish it out, and it's gross.
You got earwax. Here it is. This is from Bob Goo.
I do. Right. Yeah.
Earwax is called sebum.
All right.
I can't believe there's names for stuff like this.
I know.
It's dead skin cells, hair, combined with a number of different substances, including
hair.
Cholesterol. Yeah. Cholesterol, long chain fatty acids.
If you have a big one, does that mean your cholesterol's trifling?
I don't know.
Alcohol, esters. I mean,
it's just
a bunch of stuff.
All the bad stuff I'm eating is coming out of my ears.
All my Sam Adams tumbling out of my ear. One tiny little nugget.
How often do you Q-tip your ears?
Not a lot because I think you're not supposed to do that.
I do it every morning.
I've done it. If I'm at the club and I'm in the bathroom, I will grab a Q-tip and whoop, do a little whoop.
Really?
On each side. Sure.
I got to say, in my lifetime, I've probably done it 5 times. It's not something I do.
Five times in your life?
If I want to clean my ear, I put this pinky in there and I got to dig it out.
You think that's cleaner and more sterile than a Q-tip?
You're not getting in there deep. A Q-tip would get in there deep.
Well, what do I need to
tickle
get?
Tickle your eardrum.
I'm worried about rupturing
clean
my eardrum.
Clean it up.
Because I'll get in there.
Yeah.
I'll stick that Q-tip.
I guess I have dirty ears.
You've done it five times in your life. I'll do it 5 times by Saturday.
If you stuck a Q-tip in your ear right now.
No, I don't think so because a big ball just came out.
I don't know, but didn't come out of both ears. I'm guaranteeing the ear it didn't fall out of. If we stuck a Q-tip in there right now, it would come out brown and gross. And nobody would want to see it.
Yeah. Well, it was the biggest one I've ever had.
Mm. All right, when we come back, we will definitely pivot away from earwax talk, and we'll talk some fantasy football with Dave Richard, who'll give you that tasty lineup advice that you need for Week 8. He'll join us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.